Hey guys, what's going on? Arthur Anthony here. I'm going to be co-host of Life Cope. Here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we're not licensed therapists or psychologists. We just give advice for those that can use it. So today's topic is actually, I have to give credit for this topic to my friend Amanda, or on Instagram, she's known as pizza_princess with 3 S's. So we were talking yesterday, and, you know, because she works out a lot, you know, and she has, on her page, she's always showing, like, new workouts that she's doing and stuff. So, I mean, if you want to, like, you know, learn some stuff, especially for females, you can go look at her page. So we were talking yesterday, you know, just about DMs, direct messages, you know, and how inappropriate people are when... people, mostly guys, but people, send these messages to, females or women send DMs to men, you know, or, you know, same sex as well. But the thing is that, like, somebody's DM is their personal account. No matter what they're wearing, no matter what they do, you know, on their Instagram, for you to troll them or just, like, be inappropriate, send inappropriate pictures or messages to that person is just kind of, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, guys will send pictures of their penises to women, you know, and these are women that they don't even know, you know, which is very disturbing. I have a daughter, you know, and a little sister. And so it really gets me upset when I hear these stories or people taking pictures of the messages that they got and put it on their social media. I mean, guys, okay, yes. The females out there, you know, the Instagram girls or people that work out, you know, and show their bodies off, they put that stuff on there because they're proud of it, you know? Like, you don't know the struggle they had to go through in order to attain that, not only attain, you know, that level of fitness, but also mentally, to help them cope mentally because they're accomplishing something, and that's really big for them, you know. So I just so all that goes to it affects them negatively, you know, when they work hard and they just want encouragement, but instead, you know, people just ogle at them and just, like, send these inappropriate messages to them. So, I mean, it's like, if somebody, you know, is in a bikini or whatever, you know, or they're taking certain pictures that, even if you think it's provocative, it's still not your place to talk bad about them or send them pictures of, you know, your private areas. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, that's just, it's just inappropriate, you know? And, so that's the topic for today's DM courtesy. So guys and girls, please, you know, when you see somebody out there, yes. And some people, they want attention. Okay. And that's fine. I guess they're used to it, but or they crave that sort of attention. But if you don't know that person, you know, it just for you just show your private area to somebody you don't even know. It's just crazy to me. Even if you do know that person, you know, unless you're like, you know, you guys are in a relationship or whatever, and you guys are okay with that, that's totally fine. But when you don't know that person and you don't know, like, the mental state that person's in, or, you know, how that affects them. Maybe they've been raped before, you know, and then you freaking showing your junk out there, you know, it's just making them, bringing back the memories of, you know, when they got raped or when they got sexually assaulted. So, it's just courtesy. It's just common courtesy, guys. You know, sending encouraging words or telling somebody that, oh, you make great progress, you know, stuff like, little stuff like that, like, to help them, help them become more confident in their body and then what they're doing, and to continue doing it. And, you know, most people do it so they can try to help other people in that situation, you know, and find people in a community that they get along with. So that was today's topic, guys. It's just DM courtesy and just be nice on social media. I mean, there's no reason for people, you know, for guys and girls to show their private areas in a message, you know, to somebody else that is working hard to try to achieve something. So that's it for today, guys. That's all I have. Don't forget, we're choosing one lucky winner that emails us by this weekend. That emails us by Friday, or you can reach out to us on social media as well. Message us on social media. We're choosing one lucky winner to come on the show, and they'll be able to talk about something that they've had to cope with and, you know, get through. Email us or send us a message on social media. Our email is bam3@lifecopeapp.com, and our social media outlets are all our LifeCope LLC, so it's easy for you guys to find out there. Or you can even go to our website at www.lifecopeapp.com and leave a message on there as well. And feedback means a lot to us. So if you guys could, you know, leave feedback on iTunes, if you listen to the podcast on iTunes or whatever outlet you listen to LifeCope on, please leave us feedback so that we know, you know, if we're moving in the right direction or we need to, or we should talk, or if you want us to talk about a certain subject, we're open to that as well. So just, you know, send us a message and drop a note so we know. So 4th of July is coming up, so happy 4th of July for those of us in the States. And for the men and women that are serving overseas, hope you guys are safe and you guys are getting some special cooking in the defect so that, you know, it'll make you guys feel a little bit better at least. And thanks for all the support you guys have given us over the years, or year soon, or over the months. And so we'll be 1 year on July 4th, so it's a big accomplishment because never thought we'd make it this far, but we did. So thanks again, guys, for listening. I hope you guys stay well, stay safe, and happy 4th of July. Oh, and please be careful on 4th of July with the fireworks, and if you're drinking especially, stay safe. And if you're drinking, you know, don't drive. Be careful. Watch out for, you know, people that are inebriated so that you don't get in a fight with them and stuff like that too. So, okay, that's it. That's all I'm doing. So, thanks, guys, for listening. Bye.